American Language Course, Book 15, Tape 1B. Hello. Turn to the activities for Tape 1B. Look at Figure 1. At the left of the vertical line, there is a word. When I tell you to start, read across the line as fast as you can. Circle all the words that are the same as the word at the left. You will have 30 seconds to complete the exercise. Ready? Begin. Stop. Your time is up. Now, look at Figure 2. This is the same kind of exercise. You will have only 30 seconds to complete the exercise. Ready? Begin. Stop. Your time is up. Now, look at the words again in both figures 1 and 2. Check your answers. Now, listen and repeat. Hal studies more frequently than John. Bobby doesn't play soccer any more often than Jerry. Helen drives the most carefully of all. Herb moved less quickly down the hall than Frank. Jane didn't walk the most cautiously of the group. John answered less politely than he should have. The sergeant yelled more loudly than the lieutenant. When he's angry, he speaks the least reasonably of all. Brian speaks more clearly than Brad. Hal and Helen go to the movies less frequently than Bud and Betty. Look at figure 3. Listen to some dialogues. Then complete the sentences in figure 3. Number 1. Does John study frequently?
Yes, but Hal studies more frequently.
Number 2. Bobby plays soccer often.
He doesn't play any more often than Jerry.
Number 3. The Whites all drive very carefully.
Yes, but Helen drives the most carefully of them all.
Number 4. Frank certainly moved down the hall quickly.
Yes, Herb moved much less quickly.
Number 5. The whole group walked through the forest cautiously.
Yes, but Jane certainly didn't walk the most cautiously. She was very careless.
Number 6. John answered me impolitely.
Yes, he answered less politely than he should have.
Number 7. The lieutenant really yelled at us.
Yeah, but the sergeant yelled even more loudly.
Number 8. He is not careful when he's angry.
That's true. When he's angry, he speaks the least carefully of all.
Number 9. Brad speaks better English than Brian.
Yes, but I can understand Brian better. He says his words more clearly.
Number 10. Bud and Betty go to the movies every weekend.
Hal and Helen don't go that frequently. They only go about once a month.
Let's check your answers. Number one is more frequently. Repeat. Hal studies more frequently than John. Number two is more often. Repeat. Bobby doesn't play any more often than Jerry. Number three is the most carefully. Repeat. Helen drives the most carefully of them all. Number four is less quickly. Repeat. Herb moved less quickly than Frank. Number five is the most cautiously. Repeat. Jane didn't walk the most cautiously. Number six is less politely. Repeat. John answered less politely than he should have. Number seven is more loudly. Repeat. The sergeant yelled more loudly than the lieutenant. Number eight is the least carefully. Repeat. When he's angry, he speaks the least carefully of all. Number nine is more clearly. Repeat. Brian speaks more clearly than Brad. Number 10 is less frequently. Repeat. Hal and Helen go to the movies less frequently than Bud and Betty. Look at figure four. Use the words you see to answer the questions. Repeat your answers. Number one. Does Peter work more carefully than Paul? Repeat. Yes, Peter works more carefully than Paul. Number two. Does Jan go to the movies often? Repeat. No. Jan goes to the movies less often than Jane. Number three. Do Tim and Tom play together happily? Repeat. They play together more happily than Dan and Don. Number four, does Sam work carelessly? Repeat, no, Sam works less carelessly than Hank. Number five, how did Lana talk to the driver? Repeat, she spoke more rudely than necessary. Number six, when you asked him to go, did he move quickly? Repeat, yes, he moved more quickly than John. Number 7. Did they arrive on time? Repeat. No, they arrived less promptly than they should have. Number 8. Were they polite? Repeat. Yes, they acted more politely than I expected. Number 9. Do you hear from Richard? Repeat. Yes, but we hear from him less frequently than we'd like. Number 10. Did Bill give the directions clearly? Repeat. No, he gave them less clearly than he should. Look at figure 5. Listen to a paragraph. Many people like to travel on their vacation. They may spend the whole 2 weeks they have off driving to places of interest, like the Grand Canyon in Arizona. Many of these places have areas for people to stay out of doors, or there are good motels in the towns close to them. Now, repeat. Many people like to travel on their vacation. They may spend the whole 2 weeks they have off. Driving to places of interest. Like the Grand Canyon in Arizona. Many of these places have areas for people to stay out of doors, or there are good motels in the towns close to them. Listen to the paragraph again. This time, write the missing words in figure 4 as you hear them. Listen. Many people like to travel on their vacation. They may spend the whole 2 weeks they have off driving to places of interest like the Grand Canyon in Arizona. Many of these places have areas for people to stay out of doors, or there are good motels in the towns close to them. Now, check your work while you listen to the paragraph again. Many people like to travel on their vacation. They may spend the whole 2 weeks they have off driving to places of interest, like the Grand Canyon in Arizona. Many of these places have areas for people to stay out of doors, or there are good motels in the towns close to them. You can see the complete paragraph on page 18. This is the end of tape 1B, book 15.